that is listed on our prayer list from each and every church. We pray that you touch each and every soul. Look on the souls of men with a special concern, O Lord. We pray that you will touch them, O Lord. Heal and deliver their souls. Have mercy on them today, O Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody, O Lord, to turn from their way. Help them, Lord, to break up their stony heart and to give their life unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit today. Send thine anointing, O Lord. Heal them that are sick, O Lord. Those who are afflicted. Those who are carrying heavy burdens. We know thou art a burden bearer. You told us we can cast our burden upon you, and you shall sustain us. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. Your word is true, and your word cannot lie. Your word cannot fail. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. No other help we know, Lord. We're depending on you today, Lord. Oh, my God, help them to cast their care upon you, for you care for them. In the name of Jesus, blot out the transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Body, help them today, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art a deliverer. Send on deliverance today. Send your word, oh, Lord. Send your anointing. Bless the speaker of the hour. Send your word. Let it reach some bound soul. Let it reach some soul that has gone astray. Help the Lord to come back to you, to give their lives to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. For thou art a God of reconciliation, and we know that thou art a merciful God. Have mercy today, O Lord. Comfort those who are in mourning, Lord, those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We want you to touch them, O Lord. Lift the burden of their heart. Give them strength where they're weak. Help them, O Lord, to look to you. Help them today, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you've blessed. We thank you for the souls that continue to look to tune in to this broadcast. We pray that you encourage them. Give them strength, O Lord. Help them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, make ways for them. Open up doors. We know you're a way maker. You're a door opener, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look upon my body. Touch right now, Lord. Give me strength in my body. Send your anointing, O Lord. Help me to do your will and speak your words. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe you today. We take you at your word, and we say thank you, Jesus. We bless your name today. We give praise and glory and honor unto thee, for thou art worthy. You are a worthy God. Jesus, we bless thy name. Your name is great, and it's greatly to be praised. Help us to be thankful unto you, and bless your holy name. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We pray that you continue to go with us, stand by us, lead, guide, and direct our path, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the opening prayer. And at this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hamid. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hamid the Watch Care pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the vice president and the Southern District Overseer, as well as pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And praise the Lord. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who led that beautiful opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
And she's from our Headquarters Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read the opening scripture. And it's taken from the 51st number of Psalm. And I'm going to start at the first verse. That's the 51st number of Psalm, 5:1. And I'm starting at verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be cleared when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou hast made me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Thank God for reading of his word. The 51st number of Psalm, the first 12 to 12 verses. Praise the Lord. And I would just like to let everyone know, if you know, just thank you all so much again for tuning in. And if you would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has gone forth on this broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and every Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Angela Setti Jr., Curtis Berry, Larnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, and all of the Bree families, as well as anyone who has requested prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I want to sing a portion of this song. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond all of my faults and saw my need. I shall forever to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond all of my fault and saw my need, and I shall forever lift my knife to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond. He looked beyond. He looked beyond all of my fault and saw my need.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and that she may introduce our speakers.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadijah. And that song is a witness of what the Lord has given me. He looked beyond all my faults and saw all my needs. And it ties in also with the scripture reading that she read. And these verses stood out with me in verse 11 and 12. It says, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Glory to God. God's spirit is a free spirit, and he will uphold it. And I tell you, my soul is encouraged just through the reading of these scriptures and the singing of the song that was sung. Hopefully, someone has been blessed through the song and the scripture reading and the opening prayer. And this is the reason that we are here. This is the reason that we are here broadcasting right now. Because we want some soul to be blessed. We want some soul to be encouraged. We want somebody's burden to be lifted. We want somebody's sins to be forgiven. It's not about us, but it's all about Jesus. Because he's the one that gave his life. He suffered and died, gave his life for you and me. Doesn't regard, it doesn't matter what color you are, what nationality you are. With God, that doesn't matter. He is a forgiving God, and he's here to forgive your sins. I don't care what it is, what you've done. God is able, and God is a merciful God. So we encourage you to continue to listen in on this broadcast. I believe God has something in his word for you. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord.
Sing it.
I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I give honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. I'm so thankful that the Lord has blessed us to be on this broadcast one more time. Thank God for you tuning in on this afternoon. I just thank the Lord for the prayer, for the opening scripture and the song, and just thinking on how God is already moving All of these are lining up with the message for today. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you right now asking that your will be done. Lord, we are looking to you and we want to hear from you, oh, God. Send your word, Lord,
yes,
and speak unto our hearts. Speak to our minds, Lord. Minister unto us the things that we stand in need of. Bless us, Lord, right now, oh, God, according to your holy will. We believe it, oh, Lord, and we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Amen. God, I just thank the Lord. My heart has already been touched just hearing the opening scripture, the prayer that was prayed, and even the song. And I tell you, God is just a mighty, mighty good God. And let us prepare now to go to the Word of God. If you will,
yes,
get your Bible ready, let us go to the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 4 and verses 8 through 17. And also St. Matthew, the first chapter, verses 18 through 21. Praise the Lord. I'll begin reading at Romans, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." Verse 8,
yes.
"But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Esaias says, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." St. Matthew, the first chapter, verses 18 through 21. And it reads, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. I just thank God because God's word is so powerful. And I often say this, that when reading the word at times, the word just seems to come alive off the pages while I'm reading the scripture, and the Spirit of God begins to move. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I thank God for his precious word, and everything that we need is in the word of God. And today the title is Jesus, the Savior of the World. And the theme is Save Me, Lord. Again, Jesus, the Savior of the World. Save me, Lord. As Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Rome, he began to express his heart's desire and his prayer to God for Israel, and that is that they might be saved. And we, as the ministers of the gospel of Christ, it is our desire and our prayer that those who don't know Christ, and even those who claim to know him, that they be saved, praise the Lord, because in this situation, he was referring to them and bearing record that they had a zeal of God. And there are lots of zealous people who are going about believing that they are doing the Lord's will. But this zeal that they had was not according to knowledge. They didn't really know how to serve the Lord. They didn't know how to be saved because they were ignorant of the righteousness of God. And they were going about establishing their own righteousness. And that caused them not to be able to submit themselves unto the righteousness of God. And this is where many people today are blinded concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're trying to do their own thing and have these preconceived notions, leaning to their own understanding, thinking that they're going the right way, and they're not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, he has provided his word so clear and so plain that anyone who believes can be saved. And what it takes is believing in your heart, having faith, and believing that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Calling on the name of the Lord Jesus, and you can be saved. And I thought about the psalm that was read, the Psalm of David, oh, hallelujah, and how he began to confess in this particular passage of Scripture. He was confessing to the wrongdoing, to his sins. But, you know, I thank God that he took beyond all of my faults, and he saw my needs. That is the amazing grace of God. That is his great mercy toward us. Hallelujah. According to his loving kindness, he was calling out to the Lord, saying, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came to save the world from their sins. Oh, hallelujah. He came to save us from our sins. Oh, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And Apostle Paul, he being the man of God that loved the people of God and reaching out to them and preaching and teaching, hallelujah, he began to say in the 8th verse, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Glory be to God. So coming to the realization that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes it. So we don't have to go about trying to figure out how to be saved, trying to feel around in the darkness, but the Lord has given us light
and he's given us the understanding of how we can be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not difficult. It's not complicated. It's just a matter of you having the faith to believe. As he said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. Glory, hallelujah. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that is not to be taken lightly, just to say out of your mouth, well, I believe. That's not enough. Devils believe and they tremble. Praise be to God. But there has to be something on the inside of you where you have broken down in your heart, where you have a penitent heart, where you're godly sorry, so sorry that you never want to commit any sins against God. You never want to do wrong. You want God to wash away all of your sins. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to God. You bring forth fruit, meat for repentance. You show some kind of sign that you want to live right. You want to make a change. You want to do what's right. And when you come to that point when your heart meets that condition. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. God will have mercy upon you, and he will come to you. He will take away all of your sins, and you'll be able to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
It won't be a light thing, but it's serious. And it's very sincere. Hallelujah. Believing in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead after they crucified Jesus on the cross. Oh, praise be to God. God quickened Jesus and raised him from the dead. And if you can believe it with all of your heart, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. So Jesus is the end of the law for righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. This will bring about your salvation. Calling upon the name of the Lord, he will save you if you call upon him. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And as Evangelist May mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter about your background, what nationality you are, or where you're from and where you're going. Glory to God. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference between the black and the white, the rich and the poor. There's no difference. For the same Lord overall is rich unto all that call upon him. If you call him out of your heart, oh, hallelujah, he is rich toward you with mercy and forgiveness. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You can be saved today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of God is right. The word of God is right. And the more that you hear about the Lord, the more you'll come to understand how much he loves you, how much he cares for you, and that he was willing to sacrifice his life so that you can be saved, so that your soul would not see destruction or everlasting fire, that hell fire, that damnation. He died so that you can escape that. Oh, yes, he died in your place, in our place.
Yes.
We're the ones who deserve to die. But Jesus took our place. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He went up on that cross. Oh, glory be to God. And he laid down his life.
Yes, he
and
did.
When God quickened him, he got up and he took up his life again, because he had the power to lay it down, and he had the power to take it up again. And when he rose with all power in his hand, both in heaven and in earth. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he made it possible for us to be saved. If I were you today and I didn't know the Lord, I would cry out to him. I would call on Jesus. And I would say, save me, Lord. Oh,
save me, Lord.
Save me, Lord. Glory to God. You have the chance today to be saved. And if you haven't been listening to the news lately, there are a lot of people who are becoming infected with the Delta virus. That's more deadly than the first coronavirus that came out. And that variant is very contagious. And many, many people are affected. And a lot of young people are now dying from COVID. Have mercy, Lord. But if you're not saved, I want to encourage you today to cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord to save you. Save me to God, because God's word is not going out and returning unto him void, but it's going out to every target that he intended and is reaching. And there are many people, they are still at the valley of decision. They're still so-called straddling the fence. They're on one side, and they want to be on the Lord's side, but they don't want to let go of the lifestyle. They don't want to let go of the things they're doing. They want to continue in their way. But it is my desire and prayer to God that everyone hearing this word would be saved. Hallelujah. I desire to see souls saved. Because so many people are just dying without hope. They're dying without God in their life. They're dying without repenting of their sins and asking God to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And their souls are lost forever. And I don't want to see anybody lost. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. This is why he sent his son, Jesus, to save the world, to take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. And so there are some questions here in the 14th verse of Romans, the 10th chapter, and they are, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without preacher? Glory be to God. So God, he sends the messenger, the preacher, somebody to deliver this gospel to the ones who have not heard, who don't know about Jesus. Amen. And some people really think they know the Lord, and they really don't know him like they should. They haven't really gotten that deep into the knowledge of the Lord to the point where they begin to see the error of their ways. They see their ignorance toward the righteousness of God. And God, he will reveal himself to us. He will reveal his will. He will make these things known to us. He will open our eyes and cause us to see, because he wants us to be saved. He's a loving God. He's full of compassion, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And going over to the next question, verse 15, saying, and how shall they preach except they be sent? lot of people have just taken upon themselves to just go about trying to preach. God hasn't even sent them out there, praise the Lord, but they're going to have to give account. They're going to have to stand before God and give account.
Amen.
There are some people, even during Jesus' time, they were going about. The disciples wanted to know, should we stop them from preaching and teaching in your name?
That's
no,
right.
Don't stop them. Let the word go out. But for you to know what the will of God is, to want God to be pleased with you and the work that you do so that it won't be in vain, so that you won't lose out in
all
the
right.
end, make sure that you have been called and commissioned and sent by God.
Amen.
Take upon yourself to go. And if you have a zeal, I believe God will see that zeal and he will steer you in the right direction.
Amen.
Praise be to God, because many people have a zeal and they want to do for God, but they just need some guidance. They just need somebody to show them the way. Hallelujah. And God will take that and he will teach you how to do his will.
Yes,
and
he will.
Everyone who just went, if you come to the knowledge of the truth, hallelujah, and you learn what God actually wants you to do, glory be to God. It's a blessing indeed when you have that knowledge, when you are zealous according to knowledge and not being ignorant about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not knowing what God really wants. And it's a blessing. And sometimes God will take what you're doing and he will bless you and he will add to it. Glory be to God. So the word of God is right. And also the latter part of that, 15th verse, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. When they see you coming, you ought to have Jesus on your mind. You ought to have a message for the world to let them know that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Let them know that he has the power to deliver. He can save them from all of their sins. Oh, praise be to God. But everyone has not obeyed the gospel. There are some who still do not believe the report.
That's true.
So in order to get this faith, to be able to believe the report, you have to hear the word of God.
Amen.
You have to hear what thus saith the Lord. You have to open your ears, open your heart, and receive his word. That's the way to get that faith, to believe that report, the report of the Lord. Amen. St. Matthew describes the birth of Jesus, and the enemy wanted to stop the birth of Jesus from the very beginning. Jesus was sent into the world to die for the sins of the world. And the enemy wanted to stop the plan of God. But he could not do it. It was impossible for the enemy God had put in place. Oh, hallelujah. And a lot of times when we are faced with many things, it's because the enemy wants to stop the work of God. He doesn't want you to do the will of God. If you're trying to be saved, he doesn't want you to be saved. So he's going to come up with all kinds of things and put them in your way to try to steer you away from going after God. Hallelujah. To try to stop you from seeking the Lord and learning what his will is for your life.
Amen.
All kinds of obstacles will pop up Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. Even death will come knocking at your door because the enemy doesn't want you to be saved. Not want you to know that he doesn't love you. He doesn't care about you.
That's the truth. Amen.
He just wants you to be lost forever. But you don't have to be lost. You can be saved. For you can confess Jesus today. You can accept Jesus right now, this very day. You don't have to let another day go by. You don't have to wait another moment. But right now, today is the day of salvation. For somebody, God is calling out to you. God is calling you right now. Hallelujah. Will you answer the call? Will you submit to the righteousness of God? Hallelujah. Will you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. If I were you, I wouldn't put it off any longer.
Yes.
While the blood is running warm in your veins, while you have your right mind and you can make your own decisions, you should make up your mind this day that you're going to call on the name of Jesus until he saves your soul. Hallelujah. He will do it for you if you only believe. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. When he got up, hallelujah, he got up with all power in his hand and he has the power to forgive your sins this very moment if you are repenting your heart, if you're willing to accept Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to pray the prayer of faith. If there's anyone, hallelujah, who has a burden that they need the Lord to lift off of them, today you can say, save me, Lord.
Amen.
And you'll lift your heavy burden, hallelujah. Because being saved, you'll be made whole. As the psalmist said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He'll work on you from the inside out. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. If you have a sickness in your body, you have any affliction that's plaguing you, today you can cry out, calling on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Saying, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. And he will do it for you. Glory to
God. He will.
Oh, thank you, Lord. You're going to go to God in prayer. And everyone that has a special prayer request or petition, I want you to now make known your petition to the Lord. You can speak it out loud if you desire, or you can just say it in your heart. But either way, we are before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And now, repent of your sin and ask the Lord for forgiveness and for mercy. And let us pray the prayer of faith. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask you to look on us right now, oh God, and lay your hand upon us. Lord, we pray for forgiveness of sins. We pray, God, that you will wash us and clean us up, Lord Jesus. From the inside out. Lord Jesus, look on that one that's calling on your name right now and asking mm-hmm. to be saved. I pray, Lord, that you will save them, oh God, and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, oh my Lord God, I pray right now, Lord, on the behalf of those who are carrying heavy burdens, afflictions, sicknesses that are taking them and racking through their bodies, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send your healing virtue, oh God. That you will touch them, Lord, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Let your healing virtue run all through their body. Right now,
right now,
in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to my God. Lord, make them everywhere whole. Move upon them right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, work a miracle where the doctors say they can't do anything else or can't do anything more. Heal them and make them whole, my God.
Make them whole.
Give them a testimony that they may tell of your wondrous works, that they may tell somebody how you healed them and made them whole when the doctor could do no more, when they said that's all they could do. Hallelujah. But Lord, you have the final say. Hallelujah. You would just speak the word, my God.
Speak the word.
How it's done. And we believe it right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, bless the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you right now, Lord, on behalf of the backslider, asking you to please, Lord Jesus, help them to return unto you. Help them, Lord Jesus, to surrender and submit to your righteousness. Have mercy, oh, my God, deliver the backslider and restore their souls in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, give them a little more time. Give them a chance to make it back, Lord, before it's too late. Oh, my God, look on that one in the hospital laid up on the sick bed, Lord Jesus. Make your holy visitation. Stop by,
Lord
Jesus. Oh, God, go into the room where they are. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Have mercy, my God. That one that's on the ventilator. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. So enhance their lungs, oh, God. Restore their breathing, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. And help them. You raise them up,
yes,
Lord. Come off the ventilator. And to go home, tell of your goodness. We know you have the power. You can do everything, Lord.
Do everything.
We believe you right now. Glory to your name, Jesus. We're praying, oh God, for the families who are bereaved of loved ones, friends and acquaintances. We're praying for them, Lord, that you will comfort and console them. Oh, my God, that you will ease the pain of their heart. You will look upon them, Lord, during this difficult time while they're grieving, oh, God. Praying, Lord, that you will be close to them and that you will bring those families together in the name of Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around them, oh, God, and help them to get through this terrible time. Have mercy, Lord. We're praying, God, for every prayer, petition, everyone who is on the prayer list, every request that has been made known during this prayer. Lord, you heard. You heard the request, Lord. You heard the petition. Oh, Lord, you heard those calling on your name, Lord. You heard. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're asking you to grant everyone according to your holy will.
According to you.
Lord, we believe it right now. We count it as done.
Oh,
we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for mercy.
Thank
you. Thank you for Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for the restoration.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the hungry, hallelujah,
thank
you, shelter for those who are without. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for your touch. Thank you for increasing our faith and for blessing us, Lord. We ask, God, that you will ever have your way and let your holy will be done. Bless your people everywhere, all around the world. One by one and name by name, Lord, with the blessings that we stand in need of. Help us to do your will. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise your name, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. We thank God for his touch. I thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God.
Praise him.
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
The Savior of the world.
Glory
I thank God for
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. My soul is just stirred up. And I'm just giving glory to God. I just can't help but lift his holy name for all that he's done and for what he's doing right now. I can feel the move of God. Thank you, Lord. I can feel that move right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm praising him in advance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank the Lord for all things. And now at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of our host for this afternoon, Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Go ahead, Evangelist Maybell, if you have remarks. You can go ahead and give your remarks. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for those beautiful, beautiful words of that were preached through Evangelist Hameen on today. And this was a very, very touching subject that she spoke on because God, he is merciful. And if you are willing to hear his word, God will do just what he said he would do. And I just thank God because he is the Savior of the world. And he can save us. And we just ask the Lord to save us. I just thank God. That was a beautiful message coming through Evangelist Hameen. Keep preaching under the anointing, Evangelist, and keep letting the Lord have his way in your life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Talking about Jesus, the Savior of the world, and then save me, Lord.
Yes.
And she began to talk about, you know, how there are some people that are blind when it comes to having the zeal that's not according to knowledge, you know. And she began to let us know that we have to believe and confess that Jesus is the Son of God and we can be saved. And this confession is not something we can just say, but we have to believe it in our hearts. And that with the mouth, the confession is made unto salvation. And truly, she preached, I enjoy the word of God. It's right anyhow. I thank God also for the prayer, both of the prayers that were prayed. Thank God for you, Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for all of the listeners. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen for last things.
Amen. Praise the Lord, truly. Thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and also through Evangelist Khadija. Thank God for her hosting the show today. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God, he is just such a mighty good God, and I can't stop talking about him. I have a lot to say about him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and I just feel good down on the inside for what the Lord has done. He has done great things. He has done marvelous things. And yet, the Lord is doing great things. And one thing I want to do, I want to get my time in, praise the Lord, before it is said
right.
late. I want to put my time in. And what I do for the Lord, I want to give my all. I want to give my best. What is there to hold back? Nothing. Hallelujah.
Right.
And I have,
right.
just in the natural, I sometimes put things aside. I wouldn't use it, and it would be brand new, and I just let it sit and sit, and then I end up giving it to somebody else. But I started realizing that when I get something, just go ahead and use it right then and there. Amen.
Yes.
For me, I'm going to use it now. Not putting it up,
right.
not putting it aside, because I can use it right this moment. Amen. And I thank the Lord, because we have a chance to do something for God. Why wait? You know, why put it off?
Man,
we might get in a position where we can't even really do like we should do or could do even now.
Yes.
So just do all you can do for the Lord while you can do it. Praise the Lord. Don't
yes.
put it off. Don't wait. And especially those who are seeking to be saved. Don't put it off.
Yes.
But be persistent. And continue to go after the Lord. Keep on calling on the name of the Lord until your breakthrough comes, until God moves for you. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for each one of you, for your prayers and for your support. Praise the Lord. And I'm still thinking on the 43rd NPMA. And how the word came,
yes.
it was just so encouraging, and I can't help but continue to mention of how the Lord really blessed us on last weekend.
Yes.
It was such a blessing.
Yes.
Praise be to God. So I just want to encourage all the people of God to continue to do the work of the Lord, and whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. So we're... bringing the broadcast to a close. And before we do so, Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
No, not at this time.
Evangelist Khadija?
Not at this time. Thank you for asking.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for all things said and done. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday, at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And there was something I did want to mention, if you would please add to the prayer list, my co-worker, her mother-in-law passed away. So her name is Tammy Nothen. I believe we have her on the prayer list, but pray for the bereaved Nothen family. Praise the Lord. And also her father-in-law, he fell and broke his hip. So let's pray for him that God will restore him and help him to get back to his health. For God is able. So let us keep them in our prayers. And also I would like to make mention about our guests. Call in line. Anyone listening, if you have a testimony that you would like to give on the air, you are certainly welcome to call in on the guest line. And thanks, Khadija. Did you give that number out before?
I actually did not. Forgive me.
Oh, that's all right. I have the number here, and I will give you that number where you can call in on the guest line, and you can give your testimony to the glory and honor of God. You know, and I may not reach out to you and say, can you come on the air and give your testimony? That testimony might be burning in you, so you want to tell it? You want to tell somebody? You can tell it on the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that number to call so that you can be on the broadcast with us
is 9905270, and the access code is 7946408. And I'll give you that number again. That is 978-990-5270, and the access code 7946408. And also to the clergy who are listening, you might want to give remarks, or you might have a testimony that you want to give, or you might want to preach. We invite you to also use the guest call-in line, and you are welcome to join the broadcast to help us in this ministry. And we thank you for your prayers and for your support as well. Amen. So again, we extend that invitation to you. If you're listening and you're a member of the clergy, you are welcome to use our guest dial-in line to be on the broadcast with us. And anyone else who has a burning testimony and they just feel like they just want to tell it, you are welcome to use the guest call-in line. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. And this concludes the broadcast. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Let us keep our minds on the Lord and continue to pray, save me, Lord. God bless you.